Now, over the course of the meeting, Biden directly admits that he doesn't even want to talk about police reform until after Georgia, and outright blames defund the police for Democrats' underperformance. He shows himself to be characteristically thin-skinned when challenged at all, something, of course, we've seen before. The perniciousness of hollow identity politics also on full display, with Biden in one really bizarre moment lecturing these leaders, quote, "You guys are going to have to start working more with Hispanics, who make up a larger portion of the population than y'all do in terms of raw numbers." Always awesome to have some weird zero-sum competition between demographic groups. And he repeatedly shows complete contempt for progressives, referring derisively to AOC's ability to get things done in Congress. But there were three incredibly revealing pieces of information communicated in this call that literally tell you everything you need to know about how the Biden administration is actually going to go. Put together, they are a true bombshell, and honestly, the landscape that we are facing is even worse than I thought.